Joining us right now as part of PTBO Today's Unsung Heroes Day is owner of the Pin Restaurant, Nadine Croke. Nadine, was owning a restaurant always something you wanted to do?
Yes, it was. And it happened very fast. And, you know, there's a lot of learning and you kind of fall down a couple of times and try to pick yourself back up. And all of a sudden you're on the other side. You know, I'd always been a server and bartender. I managed, but never the owner. And all of a sudden you're on the other side and there's 20 million things that pop up in the first week. And you're like, oh my God. Oh my God, this is real. Like I'm the one responsible for all this. So I've been very lucky. I have a fantastic life partner in my partner, and I have an amazing staff, and we just keep pushing through. And we were hoping, obviously, by this point, we'll be coming up to 3 solid years in September. We were hoping we'd be in a different state, but I think everybody was kind of hoping that in the whole world. We just kind of kept pushing through and trying new things. I knew the direction I wanted to take it in. It had previously just been a lunch and kind of sweets place. We expanded to dinners and became a licensed establishment. We were just kind of getting that rolling and getting our name out there when, boom, COVID hit in March 2020.
The restaurant industry has been hit extremely hard throughout the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you take me back to what happened last March when all of a sudden everything kind of needed to change?
Yeah, so obviously that was something nobody was expecting. We were literally getting ready to open the doors on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, with an Irish stew ready and everything, and we were shut down. And all of a sudden it was, you know, you had full fridges and a payroll that had to be paid in the next week and food bills that had to be paid. And we didn't know at all what was going on because, remember, like at the very beginning, like, you know, the government was moving so fast. They were trying to get things rolling, but nobody really knew what was going to be provided, you know, before SEBA and all the other things. So it was frightening. It was literally like the first week or more than that, probably. You were every day was kind of like, is this going to be it? Like, are we going to have to shut down?
I think a lot of people over the last year have realized how social dining sort of is really woven into the fabric of our daily life. Do you think people will be very quick to go back and try and get that experience of dining and visiting with other people?
I really hope so. We try to look, you know, on the positive side always. I would myself personally say for sure there's like 50% of people that will have no hesitation in going back out again. But I think we are going to have to work really hard in across the service industry. Like, it doesn't matter, restaurants, you know, retail, to regain a lot of people's confidence. And I don't think their lack of confidence is in us. I just feel that a lot of people have become scared over this time. And so I think we'll have to work hard to get them back. Well, but we'll get them back. We will. It's just some people are going to take a little bit longer to become more comfortable again. And that's fine. You know, we just have to be there to make sure that they're comfortable with us and they know we're taking care of them still.
Owner of the Pin Restaurant, Nadine Croke, thank you so much for joining us today.